So Kodesh Baruch Hu said to me the following, Ben Adam, you should speak to your people, you should say to them, Eretz Giyav Yaleh Chorev, the land when I bring upon it the sword of Lachu Am Ha'aretz, Isha Chod Mikteyem, and they take the Am Ha'aretz, the people of the land, Isha Chod Mikteyem, one out of, you know, all of them, Minasson Solehem Lit Sofa, you should take one man out of all the people around, turn him into a gar, turn him into a sentry, a guy who's going to look for, and the Roz Echer Baal Ha'aretz, he'll see the war coming to the land, but talk of a shofar, he'll blow in the shofar, he's earth army, he warns the people, Hashem HaShem Yitz Kol HaShofar, the people hear the voice of the shofar, the loonies are, yet they're not careful. Like, eh, whatever, it'll be okay. But then the warfare comes and takes them. Domo Baroshi, yeah, obviously that guy is responsible for his own death. He knew that war was coming, you had a sentry that was telling you that war was coming, yet you didn't pay attention. And you see that you're responsible. It's Kol HaShofar Shamav Aloni Zohar. He heard the Kol HaShofar. He didn't pay attention. Domo Bo Yiyah. It's his fault. Nu Nizar Nafshom Yileit. If he's careful, then he'll save himself and run away. That's Sofa Kiyirat HaCherub Bo. If the watcher, when he sees the Cherub coming, will talk of a shofar. If he doesn't blow on the shofar, Va'am Lo Nizar, and then the people aren't careful, it's Abul Cherub, it's Yikam Liam Nafesh. And the sword fair comes, and a person is killed. Hu Bavon HaNilkach. Well, that guy, the sentry, is now responsible. He can blame the sentry. Why didn't you tell me? You should have told me that this is going to happen. How could you have not told me? So obviously this is all a mashal. You, Yechezkel. So I made you as a sentry for all Bnei Yisrael. You heard this thing from my mouth. You should warn them from me. When I say to the Russia that you're a Russia, you're going to die. And you do not try, you don't speak to try to warn the Russia from his ways. Then that Russia will die. But I will blame you. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yechezkel, it's your fault for not warning him properly. But if you warned him already to do tshuva lo sham yidarko, then he died in his own sin. You saved yourself. So you just give the warning. Just give it. If the guy listens, good. And if he doesn't listen, it's his own fault. He has no one to blame except for himself. That's what I've done, the moral of Bnei Yisrael. Now I'm going to tell you what's up.
When we keep referring to Yisrael, we're only talking about...
I would assume it's the Babylonians, because how could Yechezkel have told the people that are in Eretz Yisrael if he wasn't there? It could be at some point he was brought to Eretz Yisrael. We talked about that a little bit before, but it seems it's more the Babylonians for what they've done. This is what you should say, saying, keep
is there a difference between Beis Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael?
Usually Bnei Yisrael is referring to the children, meaning everybody, men, women, and child, while Beis Yisrael is referring to the men, the main people that are in charge, the house of Israel, right? Usually that's what it is. But it says that our sins are upon us, and through them we die. How could we live through all this? I'm more lame. State of Bnei Yisrael, when they say such things, I'm going to live. Do you think I want the Russia to really die? I want the man to do tshuva and to live. For that reason, I need you to do tshuva from your bad ways. Why would I want you to die? So when the people say, like, well, obviously God wants us to die, we've done enough bad, we're going to die. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, it's not what I want at all. Why would I want that? I want you to work on yourselves and to do better. The Atta Ben Adam, Emerald Bnei Amcha, say to your people, Tzidkas Atzadik Lo Satzi Lenevi Yom Tisho, on the day of the sin, the Tzidkas of the Tzadik will not save him. The guy does something wrong, he will die. Rishon HaRasha Likasho, but the Yom Shuvah Mirisho. Right? The evil of the Russia, he won't trip up on it in the day that he turns back from his evil. And a tzaddik will not be able to live on the day of his actual sin. Now, notice over here, it's the tzaddik originally with the pesha, then a tzaddik with a chait. In between is the Russia on the day that he returns from his evil. Trying to go from one to the other, one to the next to the other.
Isn't that opposite of what we taught? Like, your merits are what you're judged on.
This is what it ends up being. Your tzidkus should stop you from doing the sin in the first place, so that it doesn't happen, so the whole issue doesn't even come up. It shouldn't even be an issue. It shouldn't be something that's going to come up. But if the tzaddik doesn't work on himself and allows himself to sin, then everything he's done up until that point will never be able to save him from the punishment that he deserves for that evil thing that he did.
But then why were you even calling him a tzaddik?
He was a tzaddik his whole life. He did one thing wrong. That's what we're talking about. So, meaning he had the choice. It's seemingly like, you know, you walk by McDonald's all the time. You never even think about walking in. One time, the tzaddik, who never walks into McDonald's, one time he walks in, he orders a cheeseburger and eats it. Okay, on the day that he does such a thing, all the tzidkos that he did up until that point, well, since it should have saved him, but he chose to go in anyway, you're going to be punished in Gehenna for that, and it'll be a terrible punishment because that wasn't even expected of you. You're past that level. You shouldn't have had that happen to you. That's it. If I'm going to call you, say to the tzaddik, you're going to live. He's assured on that. Say to a tzaddik, you're going to Olam Haba. He's like, really? All right. And then he goes and he starts to sin. Kol tzikos olus zacharna. All of his tzikos will never be remembered. The evil that he did will cause him to die. When I tell a Rasha that you're going to die, and nonetheless you're going to Gehenna, I say to the Rasha. And yet he does tshuva from his sin, but also mishpat tzedakah, and he does mishpat tzedakah. Chavol yashiv Rasha. He gave a pledge back. Gezel yishalem. He paid back for the gezel that he had. Kechukos sachayim halach. He went in the ways of the living. Levot yatzos avil. He would not do such evil. Chayo yichya. Such a man will live. Lo yamus. He will not die. We saw that by Achav. That's probably the best example that we have. That Achav was doing absolute evil, right? One evil thing after the other evil thing after the other evil thing. But then he did tshuva. He sat down, he put sackcloth on, right? He put ashes on his head, and he was saved. That's the idea. Kol chatasa v'asher chato lo tzacharno lo. All the sins that he had done will not be remembered. Mishpat tzedakah also chayu yichya. Since he did mishpat tzedakah at this point, he will surely live. Amr b'nei amkal v'yitachin darakam. The people are saying, we don't understand the ways of God. Behema darakam lo yitachin. It's their ways that shouldn't be understood. You guys are going back and forth and back and forth. I'm looking at every person according to what they're doing right now. B'shut tzadik min tzikas v'as avon me'isbahem. When a tzadik goes back from tzidkos and does something evil, he dies through that. B'shut brashem v'rishas v'as avon mishpudut tzak alayim. Who yif yet? When the rasha goes back from his rishas and does something good, he's going to live. B'amartum li'tachin derech Hashem. Now you're saying that it doesn't make any sense. Ish kidrach v'ashpodes chabes tzral. I'm going to judge each person separately according to what they deserve. You should know that, and that's how it should survive. By the Shteyas Rishon of Asiri B'chamisha L'chodesh, in the 12th year, in the 10th month, on the 5th of the month, this is Chamisha B'teves L'galuseinu, after the Galus already had come. By the way, a poet near Yerushalayim, there was escapees that came from Yerushalayim, Lemar Huksa Yer, they said the city was destroyed. The hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was by me that evening with me before the escapee came to me from Yerushalayim, and it opened my mouth until he came to me in the morning. It opened up my mouth and I wasn't able to be silent again. Look at what Rashi says over here. It says, Kamosh Amar Barosha Sefer. It's like he said in the very beginning, the Sefer, V'na'alamta v'loti ala ish mochiach. You were muted and you weren't going to be able to be a reprover. Meaning Yechezkel was at a certain point with silence, as if he couldn't say anything. Akkach Amar lo b'yom kamti me'am es mo'uzam yavo apalit elecha v'yomahu yiptach pichas apalit v'lotalam od. And then it said over there that at that point the palit will come to you, you're no longer going to be silent again. And now we're showing this is exactly what happened. At some point he became mute, he wasn't able to say over the nevuos that he was supposed to say. And when that happened, this happened. His mouth was open, and at that point, from that point until his death, he told over nevuos. Ben Adam, Yoshea Charov Zeila, the people that lived in these destroyed areas, Al Admas Yisrael, the land of Israel that still remains, Omrim Lemor, Echad Haya Avram, right? This is Avram was one by Yerusha Aretz. Banachnu Rabim, Lanu Mitna Aretz Lamarasha. We are so many. The land was given us to us as an inheritance. Check out Rashi again. Zachami Dalad Varm Shari Rabbi Kiva Dorish and Mirsham Bayachai Tomito Dorish. Also, this is one of the four things. So Rabbi Akiva darshened. Rishim Bar Yochai, his Talmud, his youngest Talmud, argued with him and didn't agree with him in this. Okay, Avram Shloni Stava Alam Mitzvah Achas Yarsh Zaret. Avram only had one mitzvah. Was one mitzvah that Avram, you know, had this meal. Yet he still inherited the land. Anushin Sabino Mitzvah Rabbis Kolchkin Shalunin in the Aretz Lamarasha. Who shall be Meshiva? We do all these mitzvahs. We're commanded all these mitzvahs. So we were given the land Lamarasha, right? Who shall be Meshiva? That's what the Navi is trying to go on right every year. Avram only had one. We have all of these. This is what you should say back to Bnei Yisrael. Adam tochelu. Here's something that you did. You ate upon the blood. Now, what does that mean exactly? You ate upon the blood. The pasuk in the parsha says, "Lo sohlu al hadam." You cannot eat on top of blood. That refers to you're not allowed to eat before davening. It refers to you're not allowed to eat while the blood is still flowing from the animal. That's another thing that's mentioned. It mentions lo sohlu al hadam, that you're not allowed to. I forgot what else it is. There's a magic thing that involves with this. There's a bunch of lavin that come from that pasuk, lo sohlu al hadam. Right. So that's one thing you did. You were over on that pasuk. Veinechem tisu agilechem. You kept staring at your idols, at the little statues that you had that represented me. That's a problem for Bnei Israel. Dumti shpochu, you spilled blood, the arts, you Rashi, and you think you're going to inherit the land.
Rashi says, Rashi points to actual killing, I think.
That's literally that you stole the money out of the hands of the people that you killed. That's not the pasuk of Sochel Adam. But nonetheless, yeah, that's another thing that's there. When you expect to inherit the land, you stood by your sword and you did abominations. You were metame, each man, other people's wives. When you think you want to inherit the land, so you stay back then. This is what God says. Those that killed others, they will die by the sword. Those people that are by the fields for the wild animals, I'll give them over to the wild animals to eat. Those in fortresses and in caves, they'll die by plague. That's not this our Shema, I'm going to destroy the land of Shama. I'll take down the pride of its glory. And then all the mountains of Yisrael will be desolate without anybody passing by. That's what I promise. They'll know that I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When I make the land into desolate and destroy it completely, I'll call to all those of Asherasu and all those of that they do. Those people that speak about you, that make fun of you, it really is by the walls and by the openings of the houses. They speak to each other saying, come on, tell us what the word of God is. The people that make fun of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, that are making fun of you, they come as like a whole bunch of people. The issue of Fanecha, Amin. The Shomos Rech, they listen to your voice, but they don't do anything. There's a good line over here. You ready? Ugov is like a sook. They make a joke out of it, right? Ugov is also, Aguv is also referring to the buttocks. They put their own backsides into their mouths, right? What are they doing? Hema Osen. Akare, Mitzam Libam Holeth. They go after their own prophet, whatever they want to do. Hikulam Kishir Agov. You know what you're going to be for them? You're going to be like a song, a flute player. If they call Mitiv Nagin, that is a beautiful voice and plays well. But Shamos Devarech of Osen. Enam Osam. Okay, the Osim, they will do it. Enam Osam. They won't even realize that they're doing it. These are the people that are going to come when they see that everything came true. And when it comes, it'll come. They'll know that there truly was a Navi within them that was telling them what to do. They'll see. So the people that used to make fun of you, Yecheskel, don't worry. They're about to see that you're 100% right in everything you've done. So this, the leaders of an ASR are now going to get up, and they're the ones who are going to be chastised for doing what they did to cause the nation to go this bad. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu will help them rebuild themselves. God spoke to me saying the following. Ben Adam Yinavi al Roi Yisrael Yinavi. We had a prophecy about the leaders of Yisrael. Yinavi v'amart aleihem. You should prophesy to them, Lo Roim, to those shepherds. Kol Mar Hashem Elokim. Hoi Roi Yisrael, shall you Roi Mosam. Woe to those leaders of Bnei Yisrael that really shepherded themselves. Halo Atzon, you are Roim. The sheep are shepherding the shepherds. As a chilu tochelu, you eat the fat. So that's a temer to a bashu, and you wear the wool. Habriat Yisbachu, you shech the fat and sheep. You don't, I don't know what that means exactly. I would assume it means that you didn't shepherd the sheep. It should be the opposite over here. What does it say over here? You'll eat the fat, that's a semer tobashu, and you'll wear the wool. Yeah. Oh, it's referring to the leaders. They eat the fats. They wear the good stuff. Habriya tizbahu, right? They shack all the good stuff. Hason l'tziru, but they're not taking care of their sheep. They're not taking care of the people. They're doing everything that leaders do, but they're not gaining anything from it. Esan nachlos lo chizaktem, the weak you did not strengthen. Esan chola lo ripesim, you did not heal the sick. V'anishberes lo chavashem, you did not bandage all those who are broken. Esan izachas lo hashivosim, you did not help those who were lost or bring them back. Esan ovedes lo pigashim, you didn't even search for those who were gone. Rather, you ruled them with a strong hand, with a parech, with a fist that's breaking them. To its enemy, Beliroa, you scattered, they were scattered without a shepherd. They became eaten by all the wild animals of the field, that's food center, and you were scattered from that. Yishku, Tsoni Bechlohorin, all my sheep were lost among all the mountains. Al Kogiva, Rum, and all hills. Al Kopane, Arz, Nafoshu, Tsoni, but in all the face of the ground, my sheep are scattered. Ain Doresh, nobody's searching for them. The Ain Mevakesh, nobody's looking for them at all. Lachain, Rowing, Shimuz Rasham, therefore all shepherds, you should listen to the word of God. All the leaders should hear. Because my sheep have been scorned, and because my sheep became food for all the wild animals of the field, meaning referring to the other nations, main roa, because there was no shepherd to take care of them. And because my leaders didn't take care of my sheep, they took care of themselves, but they didn't take care of my sheep. Had the Rashi at Sonny Adam, I'm going to take revenge for my sheep from their hands. They will no longer shepherd any sheep. I'm going to take the sheep out of their mouths. They will not be able to eat them again. Right? This is what God says. Behold, I am what I am. The Rashi at Sonny, I will search for my sheep. And I will visit them and bring them back. Like a shepherd, yeah, very good. Like a shepherd searches for his flock. At the time when his sheep are scattered all over the place. Right? That's how I'm going to search my sheep. I'll save them for all the places they're scattered. In the day of darkness and pure darkness in the ghost. I'll take them out from the nations. And I'll gather them from among all the lands. I'll bring them back to their land. I'll bring them back to the mountains of Israel. In the valley. In all the different areas. I'll give them good feed, fodder, food. They'll live in all the mountains, the heights. They'll be in a good place. They'll have fat, fat places for them to live. I'll hurry Yisrael by the mountains of Israel. I'll gather them. I will search for the lost ones. I'll bring back those that are astray. And I will help those that are broken. As a chola chazek, I will strengthen those that are sick. As a shmeinim, as a chazaka, ashmid, the fat and the strong ones, I will destroy our enab the mishpat, and I'll take care of them with mishpat. Batena tzoni, and I will give my sheep kol mashal l'kimini shofet ben selaseh, and therefore I will judge between one sheep to another. La'elim blatudim, the rams and the fattened sheep. I guess that's better than saying sheep, right? Hamaat mikem amira hatov teru. Is it so little for you? Hamira you're looking for good pasture. Yes, Mirecham, Termisur Aglecham. And then the rest of it, right, you just trample with your own feet. Mishka Main Tishtu, you're drinking all the water that is sunk. That's no sun, Braglecham, Tabosu. And the rest of it, right, you just trample with your own legs. It's only Ramas Braglecham, Tirena. My sheep, right, what they trample with their feet, Tirena, that's what they're going to shepherd. Mirpas Braglecham, Tishtem, do you think you're going to drink from everything that they add? How could that be?
Is this the prophecy for Second Temple or the third?
I think
temple?
The future. The future, because Yechezkel is then going to go into what's going to be when Mashiach comes.
Right, but this is the real thing. Yeah, he's bringing everybody back.
Yeah.
And essentially, he somewhat did with the second Mason Migdash, didn't he?
No, only because there wasn't complete. 30,000 people came back. However many. Then eventually more people came as time went on, but they weren't gathered from all the corners of the land, only from Babel. It was only by Ezra and Nehemiah. That makes it a little bit different. Uh-huh. It wasn't everybody. So let's see what it says. It says, Pasuk Kaf, Lachim Kol Mashem Elokim Eliyam. There he said to them, Yinini Ani, here I am, Mishvati Ben Sabriya Ben Sarroza. I can differentiate and judge between a healthy and a thin sheep. Yam Bitzad V'Kasir Tadofu, because they're pushed aside, right, on the side or in the shoulder. Karneichem Tanadku Kol Anachlos, with your horns you gore all the different areas. Adashar Afitosim Osana Alakus, until they literally were scattered to the outside. That's what happened over here. What's the wording from over here? The way the Malvin puts it is, Mashallah leads him, like the weak ones were pushed aside by the strong ones. I could tell who is who. Voshatil Tonya, I will save my sheep. We'll see now Udlabaz will no longer be plunderers. You know, look silly. Yishvati Ben Selos, I will judge between each. I can also Lam Roa Echad, I will make one shepherd. The Roa Tenis Abdi David, and I will have them shepherd them. Who is that? It's my servant David Amelch. I mean, you'd assume it's referring to Mashiach, even though it says David. Who Yerosam, and notice the extra Yud over here to show that it's like David in his highest state. Who Yerosam will take care of them, who Yelah Laroa, and he will be their shepherd. Ben Yashem, Ayelam Lalim, and I, God, will be their God. Dati David Nasi B'Zocham. My servant David will be a Nasi among them. Ben Yashem Divarti, I am Hashem, I spoke. Bechuatilam Bris Shalom, and I will make for them a Bris of Shalom. Yishvati Chayaram in Arat, and I will get rid of all the evil wild animals from the land. Yashem Mibra Levatach, they'll be in surety. Yashem Biyaram, and they'll live among all those forests. Benatati Osam Svivos Givati Bracha, I will make put them at around my har, my mountain over there. Bracha, I'll give them Bracha. Barazi Hageshem Bito, I'll bring down the rain in its proper time. Kishmei Bracha, you will be Kisham Bracha. Benatan Eta Sades Priyo, the trees of the field will give its fruit. Baratzitin Vilan, the land will give its produce. Vayal Matan Levatach, and they'll sit there in surety. Vyadakin Hashem, Vishivis Motos Ulcham, Vitzaltim Yada Ovim Bahem. When I break the yoke on their necks, and I save them from those that are serving against them, they'll see that I'm amish for them and helping them wherever they go. Let's finish off the parak. It says, "Will you owed Basel Gain, they will no longer be made fun of by the nations. V'chayz arts lo so claim. The wild animals of the field will no longer eat them. There will be no fear. I'll make them fame. I will give them some type of fame, some type of name everywhere. Will you owed a super rub art? They will no longer be the hungry ones in the land. Will you so owed clean Basel Gain and take the shame of the Gain?" I can really say that applies to now, where like the name of the Jew is just like, we're no longer the dregs of the earth, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody knows who we are. Yet again, Hashem Elohim Yitom, Eim Ami Beis Yisrael Nu Hashem. Elohim, that's my nation. Atim Tzoni Tzon Marisi, Adem Atem Ani Hashem Elokeichem Nu Hashem Elohim. Right? You are man, I am your God, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'll take care of it. And this is the last parak altogether. This is the final nevuah that deals before we get to the third base of Mikdash. Because Edom gave over the Jews, therefore he's destroyed. It's about 16 psukim. So v'idavar shem elai lemar, and I don't seem panechal har seir, v'na v'ya love, this is what you say to har seir. I'm upon you, har seir, v'na tizi yadi alech, I'm going to put my hand upon you, I'm going to destroy you completely. I'm going to destroy your land completely. Probably through Nebuchadnezzar, but maybe in the future. You will be totally destroyed. Yani Yoslecha Ivasol, because there was a hatred forever. Vatagers Bnei Yisrael, and you always fought with Bnei Yisrael. Yidecharav Beisedom, through the sword on the time of their happy times. Beisavon Kates, at a time when their sins caused their endings. You were my weapon of choice to fight Bnei Yisrael. Lechem Chai Hashem Nu Hashem Elokim. Chai Oni Nu Hashem Elokim. Says God, Kilo Dom Es Ovedom Yerdach Becha, because I will make you into blood, and I'll chase after you. Load dumb sanes of a dumb yerfecha. If not for the fact that you, in load dumb sanes, I'm going to make you blood, and I'm going to chase after your blood because you hated the blood of the Jews, and because you chased after the blood of the Jews. And Asakti Tarsir Lishim Lishmama, the Akhatimana over Bisham, Shav, nobody's going to go by there anymore, and I think that really is accomplished now. His corpses will be all over the mountain, Gibo Secha, the Geo Secha, your hills and your valleys, the Kwafi Kecha, and all of your different areas, Khalle Kharav Yiplubahem, you have corpses all over. Shim Mosolam Akhenka, I will make you destroyed forever. Your cities will never longer be settled. Because you said those two nations and the two lands, you gave them to me, and I want to inherit it. Hashem Shamhaya. And Hashem was there when he said that. And that refers to both Edom, right, and the land of Israel. Therefore, I swear. I'm going to do according to your anger and according to your jealousy. Because of your hatred of them. and I will be known when I judge you. You'll know that I'm God. I heard all of your complaints. That it's destroyed. It's given us to eat. Right? That I heard. That the deal about the Bicham and you made yourselves great to me in your mouths. You said all of your words. And you heard all that. When everybody else is happy, Edom will be destroyed and Edom will be gone. When you're happy about the Nachla Bnei Yisrael Asher Shamema, because it was then destroyed, that's what I'm going to do you. When Bnei Yisrael gets happy, you will be destroyed. Harseir and Edom will be totally destroyed, and they'll know that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the last thing to happen before the future Geula and the third base of Mikdash being rebuilt, that Edom and Harseir are totally destroyed. Now we have the third base of Mikdash. There will be no more sin, a new nation is born, and it's all lemani, says Hashem, for my sake, not because of anything you did. That's what Ben Adam Hari Yisrael. Go to the mountains of Israel, Vamarta Hari Yisrael, Shim with Hashem, listen to the words of Hashem, Kol Amar Hashem Elokim, Yanam Ara'oyi V'Aleichem Ahoh, because the enemy said, aha, Uva Mos Olam, L'morasha Yisraelanu, that the heights of the world has been given as inheritance to us, L'chein Yinavi Amarta, Kol Amar Hashem Elokim, Yanu B'yan, because, Shamos V'Sha'ofes Kam Yisrael, they destroyed you from all around, L'yos Kam Arash L'Sheres Agayim, that you have the inheritance for all the remnants of them, Atalu Asfas L'Hashem V'Divas Am, and you raise yourselves above the other languages and the other people.
Is this one of the places Yechezkel gets flown to?
I don't think so, because he doesn't say that over here. I don't think so. Maybe he just said it or faced it or had people hear it. But I don't think so. I don't think he actually was there for this. But Lakin Ari Sol Shumidvar Hashem Lakim Koam Hashem Lakim Laharim Lagvos Lafikum Lageos Lacharavos Hashomim Laharim and Azavos to all these areas. Everything was destroyed to show you Lavazul Lag, the Sheriff of the Gemish Mizvi by all the people around Lakin Koam Hashem Lakim in low the Ish Kinasi. With a fiery vengeance, I spoke on the remnants of the Gaim Al Edom Kula and all of Edom. Shenatsu with our sea that destroyed my land. Lahem Lamarasha Bisimkas Koleva Bishot Nefesh, without caring at all, the Man Migra Sholavaz, to kick out everybody and scorn it. You now carry the shame of the Gaim. I swear, the nations around you, they will carry their own shame. You will give off all of your branches. Your fruit will be given over to my people Israel. Be careful of those that are close to come. I'm by you. I'm turning to you. You will be worked and you will be planted. I will make many more people come to you. All of Israel. The cities will be resettled. The destroyed areas will be rebuilt. I'll bring more people, more animals. There will be more and more peruvu. And I'll return you according to what you were. And I'll even make you better than what you originally were. And then you'll know that I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Olakti Aleichem Adam, as I'm Yisrael, I'll bring so many people there, right? And who's it going to be? It's my people Israel. Your Shulchan, they'll inherit you. Yisrael, the Nachlam, they'll be your inheritance. Lo Sesvel, the Shaklev, the Shaklam. No longer will the land be bereaved without anybody there. Because people say that you consume human beings, because everybody who lives in the land of Israel eventually dies. Because that's what people say about you. Meshakelos Gab Go Yayich Hayis, that you were the ones who took away all of your nations. Adam lo silkli oat. No other man will be eaten by you again. In other words, there will be no more death amongst you, Eretz Yisrael. Vigo yayich lo sechashli. There will be no more gullus. No longer will the nation be sent out. Oh, new Hashem Elokim. The Lashmiyeh elayich oat klimas agayim. I'll no longer hear the shame of the gayim. The chirpas am lo sisi oat. The chirpa of all the nations will not carry at all. Vigo yayich lo sechashli oat. Your nations will no longer the trip up new Hashem Elokim by Devar Hashem Elai Lemo. Ben Adam, Bnei Yisrael Yoshem Alad Nasam. Bnei Yisrael will sit upon their land by Yitamu Lusam. Crazy. And they were Metamiyah. Bidarkum Valilosam with their ways and with their plots. Ketumas and Nida, he said, Darkum Lefanoi. They were like the tomb of Anida that I wanted to separate from. I spoke Hamas Yalam and I spilled my wrath upon them. Aladam Al Shashaflu Al Aret, because the blood they spilled with the Lam Timon because of the idols. Nafiyusam Bagayim and I scattered them among the Israelis of our Ratzos and I brought them everywhere. I judged them according to the bad that they did. But Yabo Agayim Asher Bosham, they came to those nations and they were there. They profaned my holy name by saying, Lahem, it's the nation of God. And they were sent out of their land. So everybody said, like, oh, the Jews are not worthy. But I have pity on my great name. The Bnei Yisrael made look bad. Among the nations that they came to. This is what Hashem says. I'm not doing it for you. But rather for my chilul Hashem that I caused by sending you there. I now want to make a kiddush Hashem. I'm going to make a massive kiddush Hashem. I'm a chilul b'goyim that will be known throughout all the nations that you made a chilul Hashem amongst. You'll know that I am God when I make you kadosh in their eyes. I'll take you from the nations. And I'll gather you from all the lands. And I'll bring you back to your land. I will sprinkle Tower blood on you, and you'll be Tower. From all of your tumah, from all of your idols, I will be Matar you. I will give you a brand new heart. This is the coolest part. The Jews will change in such a fashion where they no longer have a Yetzer heart. They will only have the Yetzer Tov. Things will change. You no longer want to do evil. That desire is no longer there.
What's the fun? What's the fun?
It's a different world. You're done with the working world.
Yeah, but that takes all the fun out of it for God, too.
It's done. It's reward time.
Yeah, but what are we working for? If it's already
work. We're working for the eventuality of getting that reward.
No, I'm saying at this point in time, when there is no Yetzirah, then what's the point?
For us or for Hashem?
For us,
it's a reward.
For Hashem.
And for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's put it this way, there's no time. So at the same time when this is happening, he's still dealing with us in our daily issues, so to speak. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no time. So it's all together as one. So he's working with it at the same time. It's impossible to even imagine, let alone think about. When time is not an issue and everything is one, there ain't no issue.
The whole utopia idea.
But you have to have a reward somewhere.
Fine. But you lose the incentive to become a better person if everybody's a great person already.
Like, different.
Are there still 613 mitzvahs?
No need. So to speak. No need. We'll be doing them just because of the right things to do. But not because we're mitzuven. The world is over. That time is over. And if you want to say that the time is where they can still do it, then it'll just be really, really, really hard to say. But in theory, you could. It'll be like everybody...
It just seems to me very anticlimactic.
No, but... The climax is the wars which we win. This is the downturn. This is like when everything is over.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what it is.
Because,
but the climax already happened. It's anticlimactic because it's over.
No, but it just in general is being true because you spend your whole life and like working on being a better person. And this.
And now you are.
And now you are. But like, so then what's next?
There is no next. There is no next. It isn't. It's the end. The end. It's the end of the book. That's how it goes. You don't like that. But how else do you have a reward? An area of reward. We're promised a reward. Where do you have that if you don't have this?
I just feel like it gets boring. It's like being on a beach. It's nice for a day or two. But come on, a week?
But if you're basking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory, that's not just the beach. We're all basking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory. You can't stop that. Like the constant greatest pleasure that you could possibly get.
Just
all day long, every day. It's not a physical life. No time. That's the problem. The problem is we're dealing with a fourth or fifth dimension, I guess you can call it, that we can't really fully understand. How are we supposed to get what it means to be in a world where there's no evil, right? You can't even really choose evil, and time is not a factor. It's too far beyond our existence to understand it. Consider it as, although it's not like this exactly, like Adam Risha before the Chet. Consider it like that.
Fine, but there was still Yetzirah.
There was something from the outside. There was a nachash on the outside. The difference is, in the future, it might be like that, but the nachash on the outside. It's not within you trying to get you to do bad. You have to make a conscious decision to do bad. And people just won't choose it. And that's what it means by a leiv chadash, ruach chadasha. It's a new spirit at Tehem Bekirbachem. That's the rosy is leiv Evan. I'm going to take out this stone heart, meaning sarchem, from your flesh. And I'm going to make you have a flesh heart. It's going to be a different world. That's ruach at Tehem Bekirbachem. I'll give my spirit, my ruach hakodesh, amongst you. And I will do when you go in my ways, you keep all of my mishpat. I mean, you do that. You'll live in the land that I gave to your fathers. You'll be my nation. And at that point, I will be your God.
What's in it for God, though?
Nothing. I mean, the point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a plan. The plan was to give of his goodness to something else, so to speak. That's how Derech Hashem puts it. If that's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, then eventually he has to give it. In that sense, they're all bottled to him. And it all just becomes a part of him without any Hester Punim anymore.
Right.
So it's just the continued existence without the Hester Punim. So I don't know what that means, and I don't know how that affects God. It doesn't. There is no effect. It doesn't make him happier or sadder or whatever. It is what it is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on. That was the plan. The plan's over. The end.
Maybe Shantim are a different planet.
Maybe an eighth world. You'll live in the land that I gave to your fathers. You'll be my nation. I will be your God. I will save you from all of your tumor. I'll give you a ton of grain. There will never be a hunger ever again. I'll increase the fruits, the produce of the fields. You'll never ever have that type of hunger where you need something from the other nations.
That Kazakh of Rav and that Sagar from Leif Kadesh told us our own. It's crazy. There's so many references to it.
Yeah, this was a brachos of Sukkah, Yerushalmi, and then Medrash. Yeah. I call many drop Medrash Rabba and then Medrash Tanchuma and the Zohar. They're pretty good, right?
It's crazy. I know. You don't see this.
No, not like that. Not that many. And that it says, you will remember your evil ways, and your plots that were not good. You'll loathe in front of you your sins about 12 will save for all your abominations. You'll look at you and be like, what was I thinking? How could I have possibly done that? I'm not doing it for you. It will be known to you, you're going to be embarrassed and ashamed of all of your ways based Israel. I'm tired of you, and I'll settle you in the cities, and they'll build up all of the destroyed areas, and the destroyed land will be worked because it was desolate in the eyes of everybody out there. They'll say this land was like Gan Eden. They're going to be settled. The goyim that are remaining around you, I guess those that weren't destroyed, they'll see, they'll know that I am God. I built up those that are destroyed. I planted those that were desolate. Not only that, but I'm also getting this. I will increase them like sheep. They're going to be like a ton of people. Like the sheep of the Kachim, like the sheep of Yerushalayim during its holidays. That's how all the destroyed cities are going to be. I'm filled with sheep of people. And they'll all know that I'm a Kadosh Baruch. And it's just going to fill up, maybe from Tchias HaMeisim, but mostly because people just give birth, one after the other. We don't know about that measure. It says that, there were 6 children born in every birth in Mitzrayim. But if you start having that again, right, and they don't cry at night, you're able to sleep at night, well then it's awesome. Things are totally different.
What about the Gruim?
I just read that the panda just died, one of the panda babies. It was a big deal. Yeah.
What about the Gruim? Do they go back to...
Oh, eventually. We're going to get to the Gruim. I think we get to it over here. Yeah. Right now, the next one is Yechezkel. Oh, here we go. This is the Tchias HaMeisim. This is the famous Tchias HaMeisim.
My Haftarah Barizah
Parsha. Yeah, and then back. Oh, really? Good stuff.
Pesach party.
Look at this.
It's Shabbos for more Pesach.
Look at this. It's a good one. Kodesh Baruch Hu came upon me, Yosini Beruach Hashem. Here we go. I'm carried off by a wind. I think it's number 5. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it's number 5. It placed me inside a valley, Vimalei Atzalos. It was filled with bones. Now, the question is where these bones were. Probably the most prevalent answer, the one that everybody uses, is it's brought in Sanhedrin, that they were from Shevet Ephraim. The people that left early, right, from, that's what Rashi's quoting, that the people that left early from Mitzrayim, they left 30 years early, led by Yignon, the chief of the tribes, and they died by the land of the Plishim. Their bones were scattered throughout the desert. So then, that's the valley that I was brought over to. Avirani, Bimel Atzavos, Avirani Aleim Saviv. I went around Saviv Saviv. They were Rabbos Ma'od. There were tons of them. Up in Avigo, all over the valley. Vina Yavashos Ma'od. They were very, very dry. The pshat behind that is that, first of all, he had to go around them. He couldn't go in them because Yechezkel was a Kohen. That's number one. Number two, they were dry, meaning they had no zechuyos, no merits, no mitzvos, nothing left for them in these bones. There was no reason for them to live again. But Yomer Elayi Ben Adam, Hasechiyenu Atzomu Zayila, do you think you could let these bones live? V'omar Hashem Elokim Atzoyah Dat Hashem, you know. Do I have this power to be able to do this? I don't know. Yomer Elayi, Atzomu Zayila, prophesy about these bones. V'omar Atzoyah Atzomu Zayivesh Shumun Devar Hashem, and say to them, dry bones. Listen to the word of God. V'omar Hashem Elokim Atzomu Zayila, Yeni Maybe Basam Ruach V'Tisem. I'm bringing upon you a spirit, and you will live. And it's not like I'm giving. I'm going to give you sinews. And I'll give you flesh. And I'll put some skin upon you. But it's not to become ruach. I'll give you a wind, a spirit. And you will all live. You'll know that I am a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, this is a difficult thing to understand. Again, Tchias HaMesim is not zombie world, you know, where like these zombies come out of the ground. The bones are going to grow on top of them, how it says it, sinews first, then flesh, then skin, and then the ruach goes inside them and lets them live. An interesting process of how it grows from the inside out.
Why these people, if they were such bad people, that their bones were dry and there was nothing with them, what's the point?
To show that anyone gets Christmas.
Yeah, but that's not the way we learn.
So we do say that there are exceptions to the rule. But Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelek Olam Haba is the truth. Every Jew has that chelek. Therefore, yes, everybody can get it. By showing that even these guys have it, everyone can have it. It says, V'nibesi kasher tzvesi, I did what I was told. Vayikol ki navi, there was a noise when I prophesied. There was a massive like storm, right? In a rash, it was very loud. But Tikrubot Samos Etzma Asmo, all the bones went back to their skeletons. Recently, Alem Gidim, I saw that there were sinews on them, Basar Allah, and then flesh. By Yikor Alem Ormo Malon, and skin on top, Ruach came by him, but they still didn't have a spirit. The only lie, Inavel Ruach, Inavel Venaga, prophesy about the spirit. Prophesy, O man, Valmar Tel Ruach, Koamar Shem Lokim, May Arba Ruchos Boya Ruach. From the four winds, may the wind go into may it blow upon these dead people, and they should all live. May that happen. That should happen right now. So I did so, as I was commanded to do. They got up. A massive army. That was a massive army of Ephraim. They all got up to where they were supposed to be. Yomei Lai, Ben Adam. And he said to me, Ben Adam, Atzomos Eilek Obey Yisrael Hema. This represents all of Bnei Yisrael. That's the representation over here. That they had sorrows, that bad things that happened, that they lost hope, right? They were destroyed, and yet still they are going to live. Yomei Omen Yavshu Atzomos Eilek Obey. They thought that they were dried up of the Tikvah Senu. They had no hope. Nigzarnulun, we were cut off completely. We had courage, so to speak. I opened up your grave, Valetius, coming. I brought you up from your cover. Ami, my nation, may BCS come out of my soul, and I'm going to bring you to the nation of Israel, the land of Israel. Now you'll know that I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu when I open up your cover. When I bring you up from your cover, Ami, you are my nation. I put my spirit upon you, and you will live. And I'll put you upon your land. Then you'll know that I am God. I have spoken, I have done, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the idea. That I've spoken, I'm telling you what I'm doing, and I did it.
Did these people actually rejoin civilization?
So that's the question. The question is, they got up. So Chazal tell us that this day that Yechezkel did this was the same day that Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the fire. And that when they were thrown into the fire, all these people got up and slapped Nebuchadnezzar in the face. A huge army came, slapped Nebuchadnezzar in the face. Nebuchadnezzar said, what happened? He said, they told him that these guys in the fire, their friend just brought up the dead in the Bikah, and that all of them were there. Some say that it was, they made like cups and plates out of the bones of some of the people there. Those bones came back to life and slapped them in the face while he was drinking from it, which is awesome. But regardless, it meant that even Nebuchadnezzar was affected by it and realized how awesome HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. That's what happened on that day. The Yechezkel brought up the dead on that very day that was happening. And yeah, according to one opinion, they came back and they died. They went back to, you know, whatever it is. They just showed that there's Tchias Mason. They died after it went to Olam Hab. Others say that no, they lived for the rest of their lives. They ended up going through. They lived in Eretz Yisrael. They were the future nation of Eretz Yisrael. When the word of God came, and when you take one piece of wood, to Yehuda and Bnei Yisrael, their friends, right? Those are the four words you're going to write. Yehuda, Bnei Yisrael, Chaveros. Okay, that's that. Ulekach Eitzach, take a piece of wood. Uksov lovely Yosef Eitzafrayim, and you should write on it for Yosef, a wood of Ephraim, a whole Bnei Yisrael, Chaveros, and everybody, all of their friends as well. So one for Yehuda, and one for Yosef, right? The two nations, so to speak, of Chaveros. So Karol son Echolach, you bring the sticks close to it. They'll call it Eitzach. They'll become one stick. Let them be one in your hands. When the people ask you, what's going on here? What are these telling you? I can take the wood of Yosef that's in the hands of Ephraim and all of their shvatim that are with them. And I can take the Yehuda, I'm going to make them into one. And they all were one in my hands. But you say to them, I'm going to take Bnei Yisrael out from among the nations where they had gone. I will gather them from all around. And I'll bring them back to their land. I'll make them into one nation. In the land, in the mountains of Israel, there will be one king among all of them. There will no longer be two separate nations of Yehuda and Yisrael. There will no longer be two kingdoms at all. There will no longer be two idols. Will be shame all their sins, and I'll save them from all of that area. I sure thought to them that they had sinned. I'll be Matar them, they'll be my nation, and I'll be their God. My servant David will rule over them. Not literally David, obviously, but Mashiach. There will be one leader for all. They'll go on my ways. They'll keep my chukim, they'll do them. They'll live at the land that I gave to my servant Yaakov. You missed the Beis HaMikdash. It's just rebuilt. You know, we're in Lamed Chetz Kafei right now. I will settle on the land that I gave to my servant Yaakov, the same land that your fathers lived in. They'll live there. They, their children, their grandchildren forever. The David of the David, my servant, as we said, is Mashiach. Nasi Lam Olam will be their Nasi forever, their leader forever. I'll give them Bris of Peace, Bris Olam Yosam. They'll be there forever. I'll increase them, and the fact is, my mikdash will be amongst them forever. My shechina will be upon them. And I'll be their God. And they'll be my people. I'll make the Yisrael righteous or holy when I put my Beis HaMikdash within them, and it's there forever. That's Lamed Zion. Now, this is the idea of the Nevuah. Okay, what we've had so far is the third Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be made for God's sake. We spoke about Yechezkel raising the dead, the Tchias HaMesim, from the Bikah. Then we brought Yehuda and Yosef together, and Hashem said, everything's going to be fine. Now we're getting to Gog and Magog. There's a question if this Gog and Magog happened before all this happens, or if it's happening afterward. We're all going to be in Eretz Yisrael, third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, and that's when Gog and Magog comes.
Why have the war then?
What?
Why have the war then?
That's a bit of a caution. But basically, it's the end of the punishments of the Jews, where the the final wrongs that have to be righted are finally righted. Whatever it is.
You think that would happen before us?
I would think the most obvious. Especially if we say that their whole hearts have changed and they're different people and they can't even sin. You think everything is different. Then it would be before. But maybe it's something a little bit different. Maybe it's more like the Rambam, that things have not changed as much and therefore people were still sinning. So they needed one final act before they became the perfect nation. See what it says. Ben Adam, Simponecha Ogog, Eres Amogog. Put your face and pay attention to Gog, that's the name of the king, of the land of Magog. Magog was a nation, right? He's mentioned a voracious Parak Yud, as Rashi says over there, but it's Gog of the country of Magog. Nisirosh Meshach Vesuvol, the president or the head of the areas of Meshach and Suvol. Vinavi Alavim Shah prophesy on it. Bamarka Kol Marsham Lakim Nidhi Alecha Gog, Nisirosh Meshach Vesuvol. I am upon you, Gog. I will destroy you. I think that's that. I will make you desolate. I'll put hooks in your mouth. I'll take you and all of your army, your horses and your chariots. All of you that are filled with all these things. A huge kahal, right, with shields and spears. All of you carrying swords. I see that you have Persia, you have Ethiopia and Putz together with you. All of you have your spears and your hats. Gomer and all of those areas, base Togarma. The area of Togarma, some say it's Germany, Yarkstik Safon by the north, that's Kolagapav, and all the areas around that. Amim Rabim Yisof, you have a ton of nations with you. Prepare yourselves. All the people that are coming with you. That you are going to be their protection. Yami Rabim Tipakade, for many years or many days, Tipakade, you will have this, you are remembered in front of you. And those later years, you're going to go to the land that is settled from the sword fair. In other words, Eretz Yisrael that has not fought in any wars recently. That is gathered together from all these people. Ahari Yisrael, Sharyu Lachor Batami. And the arms of Israel that were used to being destroyed continuously. Yemei Ami Mutzo, Yashu Levet Akulam, and they were all sitting settled inside the land and happy. Galisa Kashoa Tavot, you're going to come up as in darkness. Ka'anan, like a cloud. Lachasa Oretz Tiyeh, you're going to cover up the entire land. Atam Akol Agapecha, you and all of your cronies. Amim Rabin, Osak, and all of your people with you. Kol Hashem Lokin. Vayomahu, on that day, Yalud Bar Malavecha, you're going to say things to yourself. Chashat Mashav Israel, you're going to think bad thoughts. Noar Ta'el Al Eretz Prazos, you're going to say, I'm going to go to the land of the scattered. Avo Ashok Din Yoshe Levetak, I'm going to go among the tranquil people that are sitting in surety. Kulam Yoshe Ben Koma, they're sitting there without any walls. Ubriach Zolosayim Ein Lahem, they don't have any locks, they don't have any doors. Lishol Shalal, you want to plunder. Lavoz Baz, and to take whatever you can. Lahashib Yavka, Lacharavos No Shavos, to go again and put your hand upon the ruins in the settled areas. Am Usa Migoyim, and on the people that are gathered among the nations. Osa Mikne Vikinyan, who make together and they put together all of their kinyanim. Yoshe El Taboror, they're sitting in the middle of the land. Shva Udidon, Sokhari Tarshish, the Chok Vira, all of those areas. Yom Rilakal, Kalashlo Shalal Taba, you're really coming to take plunder. Kalabaz Baz, you're going to take some. He calls it Kalakala, says Kesav Zov, Lakakas, Mikne Vikinyan. You gathered all of your Kahalim, all of your gatherings, in order to get silver and gold, to take their Mikne, their cattle, Vikinyan, and everything you need at Lishlo Shalal Gadol. On that day when my nation is settled, you will know. You'll come from your place up in the north. You and all your people with you. All of you will be riding horses. A big nation with many, many armies. Obviously, hard for us to understand with horses nowadays. Right? Unless they're Mounties coming from Canada. It's difficult for us to fully put that together. You'll come upon my nation Israel. It's like a cloud gathering, covering the land. It'll be at the end of days. I will bring you to my land, Laman Das Goyim Osi, that the nations know me, because you call a name Gog. When I make my Kiddush Hashem in front of their eyes by Gog. Are you the one that I spoke of? The only Kanmonim back in the days of the Nevi'im, the Nevi Israel, through my servants, the Nevi'im of Israel, Nibim, Biyamim, Ahim, Ahim, that they prophesied in those days, Shanim, Lavios, Kalim, that I would bring you upon them. But Gog, I'll add my soul on that day when Gog comes to the Admas Israel, my wrath will burn. burn within me. And my jealousy, my anger, that goes, I've spoken, and there will be a massive earthquake on that day. There will be, I don't know what that means, stormed against me almost, as if to say. All the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, the sight of the wild animals, the whole reference are always all dumb, and all the bugs. It says, the whole Adam Ashaf and Adam, and all the people that are there. And Har Zoharim, the mountains will be destroyed, and Uphol Madregos, and all the steps will fall, the whole Chomalar Tzipol, everything will fall. A massive earthquake. I will call out all my mountains as if in a sword, says God. And then your nation will fight against each other. There will be civil warfare from all Gog's nation. I will judge him for the plague and in blood. The Geshem Shotef with stormy rains. And hail coming down. They say that's like, you know, comets and stuff. Ace Guffrey, some Tira love. I'll put down fire and sulfur upon them. Now, like a pug and all of his people, I'll Amin Rav and all the nations of Sherito. I'm going to become great. I'm going to become holy. You know, Dati Lane, Agayim Rav, and all the nations will know who I am. The other Kiani Hashem. I tell you what's going to happen. My Gog and Magog will tell.
Here's my problem. We spent countless prokim talking about the destruction and the annihilation of all these other cities and places, etc. Why are they around still to witness this?
Well, the destruction of the nations as a whole, you know, as like a powerful nation, as years went on, they could build themselves up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mitzrayim became a nation again. Tarshish became
those weren't, those weren't like absolute.
There were annihilations, and for years the land was desolate. But years means 50 years, 60 years.
So
the people came back.
Around.
They're still around. I don't know if those nations themselves.
Egypt is there.
The living, that's what I'm saying. People living in those areas are around. I don't know. That thing. Are there real Egyptians left? Where are they?
Maybe their descendants live, but they're assimilated into Arab societies or whatever they are.
It's probably the same thing by Tarshish. Probably the same thing by whatever this is. Gog and Magog would probably be the same way.
Is that why Gog is the only ones called out? Because
there is an interesting thing, by the way, because Ammon and Moab, there was a specific pasuk where Ammon and Moab, it seemed from Ammon that they were brought back. Remember we saw that before? That Ammon's going to be returned to the land. But the actual Ammonites. But now, it's certainly Arab. You'd assume these Mahalim took over.
Just people living there who happen to be descendants of them.
Yeah.
But they're also Arab.
Yeah.
You know?
What were you saying, though?
Well, there's a reason why Gog was singled out as the, or Magog was singled out as the nation representing people. Maybe it's because all these other ones aren't around anymore in name.
And that these people retained their identity, so to speak.
Because they were mentioned before.
It's just so interesting that we have no idea where Magog is or who these people are. And yet all of a sudden they come up at the end of days.
Well, because they're the only ones left.
Well, what are these people? Well, where did they come from? You know, yes, in Echanami, but like, who are they? That they get that right? What did their father do all the way back in the day to allow their, number one, for them to retain their, who they are, and for them to be the nation, the final nation that goes up, that proves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was number one? I realize that they died through that.
Wasn't he the one hanging out on the ark?
No, Og.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It is interesting also, by the way, when you see this name, like, David, okay? Is always known as Dalit the Dalit. Dalit the Dalit. And Dalas means to be poor. That David Melch was such a humble person. He was Dalit the Dalit. He made himself look poorer and poorer. Sus is the word. Samach the Samach. That the Sus is something that you can rely on. It's something that you're with in war. And Samach the Samach. Somach the Somach. So Gimel the Gimel. Gamal, right, means to give. To be Gomel. So what's this Gog as in Gimel the Gimel? I'm not saying there's anything to it. I don't know. It's a Hasidic word, so does it really apply over here? I'm just wondering because Dalit the Dalit and Salach the Salach is a famous word. That's an idea, and Rav Wilson brings it down, but it's not from him. It's from somebody else. Gog, you think, is the same way. You think that there's something to it. I don't know if there is, but you'd assume that there is Gomel the Gomel. They're Gomle Chasad. Tremendous Gomle Chasadim in a way. And that's what gave them something. I always thought that way. But anyway, we're on Lamed Test. We have a couple more. We'll probably do it in another 2 weeks. We'll finish. But that's that. All right. Okay.